Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. This episode today is part two of my chat with Martin Tweedy. If you are new to this podcast, then please do go back over so you are up to speed with what Martin and I are discussing on this episode. So similarly to you, I was waiting for my mortgage to come through because I wanted to order a car, like the new car, a car that it meant a big deal to me to put the order in for. I wanted to make sure that my mortgage renewal had gone through, but I was so desperate to order this car. Like I reconfigured it pretty much weekly. Like on the Land Rover website, I just keep going on and reconfiguring it and changing the colors and things like that and getting really excited for it and imagining myself driving it. This was around August time, September, October, no, maybe September time. And I was thinking, well, I know I can't order it till February because that's when my mortgage ends. And I know, so I need to wait till then before the renewal comes through. And then we got like a message and I still don't know why, right? I still don't know why, but they got in touch in October to say that my mortgage was going to be coming to an end and when did we want to renew it? Well, it wasn't due up till like February. I still don't know. I've never questioned it, if I'm honest, Martin, because all that meant was I get to see if I can get my mortgage sooner. And it went through so smooth, like click of a finger, so smooth it went through. And I got to do the order of my car in October. Like, yes, it's a 12-month waiting list, but let's not, I haven't got it yet, guys, but it's on its way. Getting made somewhere, I'm hoping soon. I literally feel like I pulled that forward into my reality because I was like you visualizing the dog running around in the garden and the worktops and literally living it. That's what I was doing with the car, and it made the mortgage go through in October with no issues.
Amazing.
Right, I want to know. Oh God, I feel like I know so much, but I didn't even know that story, which I totally bloody love, that you got the 3,500. The funny thing was, after Martin and I started working together, Tipping Point was on in the background in my house. And I never watched like ITV or anything. We've always got like Disney Channel on for the kids. My teenage daughter will hear that. It's definitely not for her, it's for Nico, it's for the youngest. And we've always got Disney on in the background. And it just so happened, I think he was playing with his cars or whatever, so ITV was on in the background, and they did a rerun of you, and I remember thinking, oh, that sounds like Martin, isn't that weird? Fancy. And I'm just like thinking to myself, Jude, stop thinking every Geordie sounds alike. And then you posted something on your thing saying, oh, they've rerun my episode. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it, because I didn't even look to see you. I just heard the voice, and then somebody must have turned Disney on. I didn't know that got you the 3,500, which is just, I mean, love that story. Tell me what else you feel like you've manifested.
I honestly think like I manifested with my crystals as well, because 2019 was a bit of a weird year for me. So basically I was just plodding along. I had credit cards. I was renting my house. We're working towards that mortgage, getting the struggle. And one of my friends messaged me and she said, I'm going to go on a TV show. I want you to run my socials for me. So while she went into Love Island, bearing in mind she won as well. So as she won Love Island, it was like 8 weeks of me doing her social media. I was on This Morning. I was on Radio 1. I was on BBC Breakfast. It was an absolute whirlwind. And I felt like I kept on saying, all I want is to meet Alison Hammond. And I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but I absolutely love Alison off This Morning. When we went to This Morning, I went down and Ruth and Eamon, they were the ones presenting. And I said, oh, is Alison in today? And they said, no, unfortunately not. And I was like, oh, and I was like, I kept imagining hearing her voice in my head, like as if she was like laughing coming down the corridor or something. And then all of a sudden I heard it real. And one of the producers just looked at me and went, oh, it's your lucky day, Alison's in. And then they went away and I went, what? And they came in. And basically, Alison had come in on the off chance because they wanted to record this advert or something. She was only supposed to be in for about 5-10 minutes. So she'd come down, she walked in. And you know, when it's like two people were meant to meet each other, she'd had a really rough morning that morning with her son. And the stuff I was like saying to her about like what she did to me and how she made me smile, she was like sat in tears and she was holding my hand saying, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me and I really needed that today. And it was just so nice. And I was like, we were meant to have crossed paths. She gave me her phone number and everything. She was ringing me like the other week, do you know what I mean? Just for a little catch up. It is so weird. But it's like, she's so lovely. But I was like, I feel like I manifested meeting Alison Hammond. And I know that's a really, really weird manifestation. But
I mean, it's just as weird as from last week's episode.
Definitely. I was going to say that stalk, bloody hell. You don't see them often, do you? But yeah, in 2019, the same day that my friend won Love Island, we got the keys to our house. And while I was out celebrating, I got a phone call from my mum to say that my granddad died. And my whole world just like fell apart and it was just like a blurred few months. Like I felt like I was a zombie. I closed myself off. I was like laying in the bath for hours on end sometimes, just staring at the ceiling. I was really on a downward spiral, unable to see a way out. A few of my friends had committed suicide and I just thought, am I headed that way as well? And it was almost like I was manifesting this better life for me and I could see myself being happy, but I was numb inside and nothing seemed to be working. And then one day work sent me to Liverpool and I totally believed that I was meant to go to Liverpool. So I was in the hotel alone. I went and I hired a car and this girl that basically was like doing all the paperwork for the hire car, she recognized me from this morning and she said, oh, you were Amber's friend, blah, blah, blah. And she just opened up a crystal shop on Instagram. And because of like how nice she was with me, I supported her and I bought a box of some tumble stones. I didn't know what crystals were. I just thought I'm supporting this girl that's been really, really nice to me.
Wow.
And that's how it all started. So I was walking around with these crystals and I was suddenly starting to feel the benefits, but I didn't have a clue what they were about. But doors started opening. Grieving got a little bit easier. My mental health improved. And the more I did it, the more I bought. And at one point, I think my partner was kicking off because I had them all over the windowsills everywhere. And he was like, you've got over 200 now. It's time to slow down. So yeah, so then I thought, okay, I'm going to go to a wholesaler and just buy them like cheaper than I am off other people. And that's how this all came about. And I was like, oh my God. So it's almost like I've manifested canny crystals and I've manifested this new life of mine. It's how I feel because of like the way I was in grief and grieving over my granddad's death. It was almost like that pushed me and like raised me up to a new level in life.
Oh my God. Like, I can't believe how much of your story I actually didn't know. In terms of
and it's weird because we sit there in sessions all the time as well.
I know. I think we talked about bits that you'd manifested off your current vision board. I know you said there was something about meeting Alison Amber. I didn't realise like how big of a deal that was. But also you going on this morning, like wasn't that some sort of vision, or you knew you kind of wanted to do something on TV but you didn't really know what? Remind me a bit about that, because I know that was not just Alison was a manifestation, but the TV stuff was, because yeah. It's so random how many people do what you did, managing someone's account who they're the person in the spotlight and yet you're now in the spotlight.
It was weird as well because a few months before that, I'd gone for a little Reiki session that I'd found on Woucher. It was only like £15 or something in Sunderland and I lay there and it was weird because it was almost like I was being sent visions and I kept on seeing like camera crew in front of me and I was sat on a couch talking to someone. And what was so weird is when I ended up on This Morning, it was almost like I was like, I've lived this before. This is what I saw while I was having Reiki. And it was really, really weird. And I don't know if it's because I've sat there and I've visualized that vision over and over and over again that it actually came to fruition and it actually came real, or if it was just a coincidence. But obviously, I don't think there's any coincidences with the law of attraction and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I don't. The visions that you had there, the spiritual world call them downloads, where you get a download and you can visualize so clearly and you're thinking, how on earth have I got this vision so vivid? what tends to happen is then the next thing is you start seeing it manifest. Now, if you're getting something like that right now, and I'm talking to anyone listening, if you're getting that download right now, I want you to just be aware and be excited about it as well and be energized by it, rather than, you know, you may get a download like that and then go, oh God, but that couldn't happen for me. Just acknowledge that the universe has given you those little insights, those little valuable visions to help you then take the next level. Because what actions did you have to take to get on this morning? Or was it literally all just handed to you?
It was pretty much handed to me. I mean, because I was managing her socials, I would just get like messages and emails from ITV saying, oh, would you be up for doing this magazine interview? Would you be up for doing like this TV? We've got BBC Breakfast here. We've got This Morning here. Do you know what I mean? And it was just like a choice for me to choose. And I think the Huffington Post did an article about me rather than about Amber. And it was on about like the backside of what happens when a friend goes into a major TV show and you're left to deal with all the crap on the outside. And wow. They did it all based on me. It wasn't about Amber. And they basically named it at the top of the article as the most successful reality TV show campaign of all time. And I was like, I've done this. Do you know what I mean? It was so weird. But I think, I do think that it was headed my way, because all I wanted to do at the time was leave the NHS and open up like a PR agency or something like that, where I could represent people and look after people and do social media and do comms. But if it wasn't for me granddad dying, I probably would have done that. But because I closed myself off from all the opportunities and things that came after that, it was almost like the universe gave me another route to take. So obviously with Cranny Crystals, one of my biggest things is I'm massive on social media, on TikTok. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not being big-headed about that, but my videos, like, they do get a lot of traction. There's some with like 2 or 3 million views on them. And I think that's the route that I was always meant to take. It's just spun it a little differently for me. So rather than doing PR and social media for other people, it's PR and social media for myself and my own business and the marketing that comes along with that.
100%. And that piece that you said about, you know, your granddad passing away, I know we're doing a lot of work on that for you, because it worked out amazingly well in terms of this was the journey you were meant to be on. And the one thing that we're doing is correcting that little mindset trick that it keeps playing on you, that when something good happens, you feel like every time something bad's going to happen. That's just a limited belief of yours in terms of, you know, growing up and maybe not having, you know, amazing things happen. And anytime you've had something amazing happen, your perception is, and it's definitely a perception, is that then something bad happens. And your focus has been on that. So that's why it took you so long. I'm sure your journey would always have found you in terms of, you know, your crystal business and doing what you needed to do. But maybe next time round, the step out of that's going to be much quicker, because that pulled you down for so long, to the point where, like, you even had, was it the car breakdown or the car crash?
That was last year. That was basically when I left the handbrake on my car. My car rolled down a hill. Yeah. At Alton Towers, smashed into a rock. I talk about this in my podcast one episode. Yeah. It was so weird, but everything just went wrong that day. Like, the tickets that we had for Alton Towers were fake. We got drenched all day. We got back to the hotel that we were staying at and the fire alarm was going off. We couldn't get in. Every single thing that went wrong, even the next day when we were driving home, my friend joked that my shampoo would probably leak in my suitcase, and it had. And then I got home, I chipped my tooth on the top of the oven hood. It's just like when something goes wrong and you get into that negative mindset, it just seems like everything snowballs until you break that mindset. And that's what it's all about. It's about putting yourself on a positive vibration and getting out of that negative mindset so that you stop spiraling down and you start leveling back up.
It's not to say that bad things aren't going to happen, but it's your response system and how you bounce back quicker from that, or how you compartmentalize it. You know, like, you're not going to be able to bounce back from the death of somebody because you need time to grieve. But what story you tell yourself about that. So, for example, when my mom died when she was 62, my son's never going to remember his grandma, his mama, as we called her. And I could be so annoyed and so frustrated and think, this is so bloody unfair. Like, why did this have to happen to me? or I could compartmentalize it and go, do you know what, like, she's given so much, like, there's so much that I learned from her mum, and I can take things from it, which allows me to stay on that positive vibration, and it's not forced, and it's not something where I have to really, like, go, but dude, get your positive pants on today because you're going to self-sabotage. It's literally just going, do you know what? I hate, that is just such an uncomfortable feeling for me, in that kind of amber red zone of just feeling really, really crap. Because I know, A, you get more of it, but B, I just don't like feeling like it. It's just horrid. It's a really horrible place to be. So yeah, so we're doing the work on turning that around for you, so that anything that kind of hits the fan, so like the your perception was when you left the NHS. If anyone doesn't know this bit, listen to episode part one, because this will be part two now. So listen to that part in terms of your journey into leaving the NHS. But your perception was, oh my God, what if I don't earn anything? And then that day where you got the no sale, like, you've had to do a lot of work. And luckily, you know, I do connect with clients outside of sessions, so I've been checking in on you, but you've done a lot of work to help pull your mindset back. And the power of that, and this is the bit that I want to end on, in terms of that power of being able to turn your mindset round so that it serves you rather than literally sabotages. I would say it took you, what's it, has it been a week to turn your mindset round, or maybe a handful of days? Where do you think, from hitting going, oh my God, to then yesterday or the day before where you got those amazing things happen, how long do you think it took you this time?
Well, it took me from Easter Sunday to yesterday, which was Monday. So that's like 8 days in total. But I think it was purely because it was like the universe was testing me, almost as if to say, like, okay, you're worried about getting no sales. So here you are, no sales.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's because all I was thinking of is, I'm going to get no sales. Yeah, exactly. It was just delivering on a plate and confirming exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. So I just, like, took a couple of days off, and then I think on Tuesday, the day in between, I had no sales again, and I was like, what is going on? And I just said to myself, okay, you're fine, you've got savings, you've got more than enough to keep you going for a year. Why are you panicking about one single day? And then suddenly I sat down, I calmed myself down, I had myself a bath, I was listening to subliminal affirmations as I was going out for my dog walks, I put my happy playlist on, Juju recommended Glorious by Macklemore, so I added that to my little playlist as well.
Oh my God, it's the best song in the world.
I know. So I was just like listening to songs that cheered me up and made me happy. I went for a walk to the beach. I just did things for me. And I think the more that you gain that positive mindset, and the more you try and push yourself up and put yourself on that pedestal, the more you're able to push that negative mindset down. And before I knew it, the sales were just getting higher and higher and higher. And I think last week, in fact, there was one day where I had a £700 day, and I thought, where's this come from? I've gone from nothing one day to £700 the next. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it was crazy for me. But then obviously to have them opportunities come in yesterday, I thought, okay, I'm back on the right track now. And I know that I'm like vibrationally aligned to where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, you can feel that the universe is supporting you.
Definitely.
Oh my God. Oh my God. There was so much to unpack in these two episodes. And do you know what? Our sessions always run over. I only mean to have 60-minute sessions with clients, and they run over with you for sure every time. And it's because there's so much to kind of unpack and work through, because there's so much good stuff there as well. And yeah, we could spend hours talking, me and you, because I'm like totally in your head trying to get more information about crystals, and then we're doing obviously the mindset work. So this episode could definitely have gone on for a part three, but maybe we'll get you back when you've manifested more of the stuff off your vision board later on in the year. Thank you so much, Martin, for being the first male person on my podcast, but also for being vulnerable enough. Yeah, you're welcome, for being vulnerable enough to share your story, but also all of the wonderful things. And there could have been, I'm guessing, a huge list more of all the things that you've manifested. But for now, we'll end it there. So thank you so much. And I hope you all enjoyed the two-parter on this one. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others, and it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.